All right, so I am here with Sherry Stranger, who is going to talk about her piece that is in the Being Seen exhibit coming up at the Gladstone Hotel. It's a project of Workman Arts. So, Sherry, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So, I am a visual artist, a designer and creative entrepreneur. That's how I refer to myself now. And what I do is I make works in paint, mixed media, photography, and I transform them into wearable art pieces, so wearable and functional designs. Great. And I've been doing that for about 2 years now, but I've been painting for ever.
For many years.
Yeah.
More can you can you tell us a little bit about this piece that you have in the show?
So this piece, Supernova, is from my brushless painting series, Nomad. And the thing about the brushless painting series is that I like so much about it is it's a lot of fun. It's very freeing, and I have no expectations when I do this work. So it's just a trial thing, the experiment, let's say. So I create the work, and these are all done through motion only. So moving the paper or creating arches in the paper and valleys so the paint moves and stuff like that. So I don't know what to say about the artwork because it's not planned, right?
Okay.
These things just come out of, they just happen. They're spontaneous artworks. So there's no preconceived idea behind what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
Do you find there's a particular story that you're trying to communicate through your artwork or through this piece in particular? Or is it more about engaging with the process?
Engaging with the process.
Yeah.
I think this is part of the reason I have a hard time talking about it, because there's no real story when I make these. It's a process. It's part of learning from the process and experimenting with the process and seeing where that leads. I like the unknownness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the only thing I like that is unknown. I'm afraid of the unknown, except in this realm. Yeah. But sometimes, like, when I start doing it, I'm just trying to think when I did this. I start to see, so sometimes shapes or images start to develop in while I'm moving the piece around, and then I may, you know, take that direction with it or not. It depends on how I'm feeling at the time.
Are there any particular influences in your work or this process that you've developed?
Like other artists?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay, so I learned about this type of paper. This is on rock paper or Terraskin paper. And this paper has like a photographic photographic paper quality or finger painting paper quality to it. And these paintings are made by creating layers of images. And so I learned about this paper from Ram Samoka. He's a British artist now. He's Israeli, actually. He's from Israel. And he came and taught a class at Workman Arts. It's how I found out about this paper. And he encouraged us to use motion in all of our pieces. It was Abstract Movement was the name of the course. And I learned about that process in his class. So just using motion to create artwork. And then I just sort of fell in love with the freedom of this type of painting. And that it's sort of, I actually think of it as like being a kid and just playing with my paints. And when I create this type of work, it's usually I'm not like creating a piece for a themed show, or there's no pressure to, you know, hurry up and get it done, because these pieces happen very quickly. They happen all in one, usually in one setting of painting, right? So, yeah, there's no, it's very freeing, creatively freeing.
You do sculpture as well as some of the other media you explore, is that right? Or am I remembering that wrong?
Sometimes. I have done sculpture in the past. Yeah. I did, like, with the Gardner Museum.
I'm just wondering if there's a tie-in with the physicality of working with the paper and working on the sculpture.
Mm. I can see, sure, some of that, because a lot of times when I do this practice, it's just with my bare hands. There's no brushes, right? So a lot of stuff I do is with my hands. Yeah, I can see the correlation between that. But when I've done sculpture, I'm creating something in particular. It's not just like free form abstract kind of sculpture, which maybe I should try. But yeah, there's something about the tactile. I also really like working in pastels. I used to just work in pastels and like smudge them and blend them with my fingers. And so, yeah, maybe it's like that tactile experience and being part of it rather than just using the brush. You know what I mean? Because it's not like you're not connected to the medium as much. So I never thought about that, but yes. Thanks for telling me. Thanks for letting me know.
So, is there anything we haven't talked about that you would like to touch on?
I guess just, I find this, that I would like to see more people try this kind of painting because I think it's it's expressive art to me, right? Because it depends on how you're feeling, the colors you choose and stuff like that. So I think it's a good, way for people to experiment with painting, maybe if they've never painted before, just to try it. But, and two, just it gives you, takes you back to that like childlike finger painting sort of stage. But I think too, it sort of reminds me of like being a kid and staring up at the clouds. And I still do this kind of, I have a shower curtain at home that has a tree, like a abstract tree on it, and I can see faces and birds and all that kind of thing. So when I'm making these paintings, I like to, you know, I like to sit and watch them, watch the paint very slowly move across the paper, and it's like watching clouds, and it's like, oh, there's a unicorn, there's a bear, you know, a flower, whatever. And then I'm working with that. A lot of it is really, yeah, build a cat. A lot of it is really, too, I find celestial looking or looks like weather patterns or landscape patterns or mountain ranges and stuff like that. But really lots of space sort of things I see in it.